USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Members of both the Senate and the House met in private with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and other administration officials about tensions with Iran. Washington Democratic Congressman Adam Schmidt, chairman of the Armed Services Committee, says Iran has backed off a bit, but he doesn't know if the tension has died down.
Yeah, that's a difficult thing to calculate. There's a lot going on in a lot of different places, so I would hesitate to say it's de-escalated at this point.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan says the warnings to Iran are met as a caution.
Our biggest focus at this point is to prevent Iranian miscalculation. This is about deterrence, not about war.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 197 points, the S&P up 24, and the NASDAQ up 83. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or pay back loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Severe thunderstorms will remain a threat in the Plains and Midwest through the week. Damaging winds, large hail, and a few tornadoes are possible. Flash flooding is also a serious concern. A Democratic congressman says going to court is justified in getting the president's tax returns. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says he won't comply with the House Ways and Means Committee subpoena for President Trump's tax returns. Democratic Virginia Congressman Don Beyer on CNN.
It's sad, it's frustrating, it clearly is part of this complete disregard of the rule of law. And it's too bad we have to go to court, and I just hope and pray that President Trump and his administration won't ignore court orders, because that flagrant contempt for the rule of law, it was a very bad thing for our democracy.
Mnuchin said the committee's request lacks a legitimate legislative purpose. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A country music star has been involved in a fatal crash in South Carolina. With more, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Travis Tritt says he's shaken up after being involved in the fatal collision on Saturday morning, but he says he and everyone else on his tour bus are fine. A county fire and rescue official says two people died and a third person did suffer minor injuries after a car was traveling the wrong way on a highway outside Myrtle Beach. Tritt says on social media that he was told one of the drivers was impaired. The Grammy Award winner was traveling to his next show in Georgia after performing at the House of Blues in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, on Friday night.
Senate leaders are hopeful a disaster aid package will be approved by the end of the week. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell made it clear last week he wanted to pass a relief bill before the Memorial Day recess. Now he says it's looking like that may happen.
As I've said repeatedly, this is the longest time I can certainly remember between disasters occurring and actually assistance being passed.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says it took so long because Republicans held up aid for hurricane-ravaged Puerto Rico. Now he says they've relented.
They then added a border security package. It has a lot of good things, some bad things, and that's the last thing that remains to be negotiated on.
And that, Schumer says, makes it very promising that a bill will be passed, as McConnell had hoped before they leave for the weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.